All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Doug Thornton. You are listening to American Vindicta. Today has just been one of those days. And, occasionally we all have those days where everything just breaks down and nothing seems to go right. And that's fine. God is with us, so I shall make do. I'm currently having to record in my truck right now, so hopefully the audio is still somewhat good, but we're just going to have to roll with this. It's been a couple months now of me, doing this whole recording thing and this podcast, and I potentially will be growing this show to something on YouTube and, BitChute and Rumble. But I want to talk about a thing that me and Dave Hodges are doing on his show called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Now, we have been having quite a lot of success with it. We're catching a lot of good views. And we try to bring to you as much information as possible, something that you don't get to hear so much on this side from the American Vindicta podcast. So if you want to see a whole different side of me, be able to actually see me through the TheCommonSenseShow.tv, please go to Dave Hodges' website, TheCommonSenseShow.com. Sign up for his TV show. It's $2.99 a month, something like that. Super, super cheap. And there are tons of great people that Dave gets to bring on, that he gets to interview. It's a really great guest with a just amazing variety of topics. So, this is a big shout out to Dave. Dave has truly helped me out a lot. And we have some ventures coming up, hopefully, that will manifest into something really cool, even possible, a possible ebook that we may be trying to come out with, comparing Nazi Germany and the concentration extermination camps and the COVID encampments that are happening across the world, to include the United States. Now, something me and Dave talk about regularly off the radio is, how is it that people would be rounded up and sent to these camps? And why would they be sent to the camps? Who would take them, and for what reason? So let me just give you a little bit of my speculations. Currently, I think what we have right now with this whole COVID problem and the vaccine mandate problem, it appears to me that COVID was made out to be this really big boogeyman. It was made out to be very bad. And what is interesting about it is that it didn't capture the hearts and minds of the world, I think, the way that the politicians hoped it would. It did for a while. It penalized a lot of us for a long time. We saw the economy drop. We saw division amongst our people, amongst our families. People were separating themselves. They didn't want to hug each other. They were canceling Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's. Or, if you want to go visit grandma or grandpa, wave at them from the outside. And while your dear loved ones look at you from the inside. I think all that really is a form of brainwashing, this mass delusional process. And to me, it's a beta test. To me, everything that has happened since the beginning of COVID, the lockdowns, the restrictions, the policies, the abuse from law enforcement and government, and not all law enforcement. I am a prior law enforcement officer, and I am 100% backing law enforcement. But the right kind of law enforcement, actual law enforcement, not petty rule enforcement. And, I talked to friends of mine who are prior law enforcement officers, like my friend AJ. And God willing, me and AJ are going to be getting together this weekend, and we're going to be having some recordings. And I think you guys are really going to like it. AJ is truly one of those unique diamonds in the rough. And me and this guy, when we get together and talk, it's one of those fireside chats that, you know, you hear about so much, but you never get to really experience it. And so we're going to bring to you another different layer of the way law enforcement officers think. But getting back to this, I think what's happening with everything with COVID was a form of capitulation, a beta test for how we, the people, would react to these draconian laws. And, you know, many of them are not laws. And we see the Supreme Court has been knocking down many of these mandates, you know, even to include New York right now, where their own Supreme Court knocked down the mask mandate. But damn it be hell, the governor herself is going to continue with the mask mandates and trying to fight it in court as much as she can. Why, though? Why do we need to wear the mask? Why do we need to have the vaccine? Why do I need to have the passport? If it's my body, my choice, if it's a free country, if I have the right to address grievances to my government, why do I not have the ability to do that? And why is it that when we do that as a society, our governments, our locals, our states, our federal, to include, you know, American citizens, think that they literally hold the reins of society themselves and can tell us what we can and cannot do? You know, I'm working on a special right now, a special message, and it started off as just a paragraph, and it's grown to 3 pages. So hopefully I can make that look really cool. But one of the things I get into is, you know, our free will is being tested right now. We have draconian governments and tyrants and authoritarians and totalitarians and dictators from around the world who are constantly contesting freedom. But in this country, in America, we fought and died since 1775 and beyond for the freedoms of this country. And I'll be damned if I just lay down, or any of us just lay down, and allow people to walk on top of us and say it's for the betterment of society. It's for your own good that you take the shot. What is it next? Is it for your own good that your 2-year-old wears the mask? Is it for your own good that athletes, professional athletes, some of the most in-shape people in the world are dying from heart attacks left and right? Is that for their own good, or is that for our entertainment? Because what comes after what is good for us is, well, you decided not to do it, so we know what's best. So what is what's best from the government? Is that going to be the chip in the arm? Right now, we have innovators in Sweden who are coming out with the new RFID-style chips that they can put into your arm that can read any type of biomedical research or, you know, inoculations, vaccines. What is it that can come from that? Can they next say, well, based off your chip, you can't go eat today. Based off your chip, you can't go to the grocery store or the lumber store. Based off your chip, you can't fill up your gas tank. Based off your chip, you can't go outside your house. You're violating the rules. Look at this. We even set a diameter of how far you can go away from your home now, almost putting you underneath a form of house arrest. If you don't think that's true, then I ask you to look at China. Why is it that China currently is being locked back down? The government's military is now, communist obviously, is now welding people back inside their apartment complexes. But I thought we were over COVID. I thought the vaccine cured us all. I thought Omicron wasn't that bad and Delta was almost done with. What is it that is making China lock back down? There are a spreadings of rumors about a hemorrhagic fever. Now, a hemorrhagic fever, based off of Dr. Fauci's expanded research into this, is what we would call Ebola. So let's hit a little bit of the conspiracy theory tonight, and let's see how much of this turns out to be true. Do your own investigation. Don't just listen to Doug. Do your own investigation. That is how we as a nation become smarter and stronger and better, by doing our own research, right? So currently we have this supposed rumor of Ebola that is being spread in China, possibly in Europe. We'll see how this develops. But here's one thing that I will say. If COVID-19 did not scare the populace into submission, because it was sneezings and headaches and, you know, a form of a severe flu, and severe flus suck. Trust me, I've had it before. I had COVID. COVID sucks. But it did not scare the population into total capitulation. So what is the next thing that can? Is it world war with Russia and China and all their friends? Is it a civil war in the United States? Is it a dictatorial government who's turned completely totalitarian and they're now coming after anybody who they consider to be a political dissenter? Will that capture the audience? Will that capture the hearts and minds of Americans? Maybe so. But I'll tell you what will. When you start seeing the videos and pictures being spread through social media to eventually mainstream media of people vomiting blood, they're bleeding from their orifices, from their face, they're fainting, falling down dead in the subways, in the buses, on the streets, in the office, in the hospitals, and you start seeing the body bags, that will capture the imagination of the public. And it will spread fear and panic, which is what this was all about to me. To me, this whole COVID venture was about spreading fear and panic and judging how we simple-minded animals react in our herd mentality. Now, for the most part, I would like to say that we were successful. We did as we were told. And that's not really a dig on you personally. Because that goes for all of us, you know, everyone locked down, everyone hand sanitized everything and wore masks and gloves and 6 feet distance and all this other stuff. But look at how it's affecting everybody socially. Look how it's affecting our kids mentally. Look at how it's affecting our economy. Look how it's affecting the average day-by-day American who became physically unfit during 2020, 2021, because of everything being locked down. Now, thankfully, many states like mine in Texas kept mostly everything up, except for the Democratic areas, go figure. But we kept most of everything up and open. But we saw a nation almost willing to bend its knee to the policies for safety and for security. Now, Benjamin Franklin tells us that for any nation that would give up its security over, you know, safety, security, and all this, at the end of the day, if you're willing to do that, you deserve neither. Now, I know I chopped that up pretty bad, but I'll explain that here in a day or two. What will capture the imagination? What will take the government to grab the reins and really pull down tight on us? Hemorrhagic fever. Hemorrhagic fever will scare the living hell out of everybody. If you've never seen Ebola, it is truly, truly horrifying. And, you know, Ebola is one of those things that now they say can be spread through the air, can be spread through physical contact, sexual contact. It's one of those very scary contagions that we do not play with. You can expect when hemorrhagic fever hits America, people will have to incinerate bodies. People will have to incinerate their clothes because they'll be feared. They'll be afraid. They'll fearfully go with it. And, you know, rightly so, Ebola is nothing at all to mess with. And me and Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources have talked about this extensively, about the gain of function research into COVID and SARS, and now about the gain of function research that was being promoted in Texas through a medical institute into Ebola. What is making these scientists, what is it with them in creating these Frankenstein-like viruses that they know is going to eventually break containment? They know it's eventually going to get out into the population, and they know people can eventually die from it, horrifically. But why do they still do it? Why is it that recently we had a truck full of monkeys and other types of animals flip over in Pennsylvania, and then four of the monkeys escaped? Here's the interesting thing about this story. If you don't know anything about it, please do your research on it. When the state police were responding to it, if you look in the news article, they had to get out with their long rifles, their rifles, and they went out searching for these loose monkeys. They had the fire department go out with thermal imaging devices, infrared devices, in order to try and capture the body heat of these animals so that they could pinpoint it and euthanize them. And they also had a helicopter searching the area and canvassing the area in hopes to also find the monkeys. Why? Unless the monkeys were carrying something, why did the police have to get out with rifles to euthanize it? Quote, humanely, too, because a 5.56 to the abdomen is humane. More than likely, it's because these idiots were playing Jekyll and Hyde and had monkeys that were injected with something that broke a very stupid form of contamination through this box truck and got loose amongst the public. CDC even put out a statement saying if you come in contact with these monkeys, to immediately quarantine and notify CDC's hotline number. There was a woman who was there when the wreck happened, who went and actually helped the truck that got into the accident. And supposedly she was walking around and she looked into one of the boxes where there was one of these monkeys in it. And from what we're being told now is she's sick. And the CDC is probably contacting her. But what did she contract? Now, it doesn't take a Steven Spielberg to write this novel or to write this movie script. It's already out there between Outbreak and Contagion and 12 Monkeys. You've all seen these videos before, folks. We've all seen this movie script. We've all seen the zombie plague stuff. It feels like that is what we're trying to approach into now. Because to me, it seems like the politicians, the elitists, the New World Order people, whatever you want to call them, are losing control of the narrative. They're losing control of the people. And they have to gain the control back. We're going to talk about how they gain back control here in just a minute.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
Okay, and we're back. So let's talk about fear. The spreading of fear can be done in many various ways. Right now, we have a fear of World War III with Russia and Ukraine. The politicians really can't give you a good reason as to why we're about to do this, but we may be having ships steaming that way right now, and I fear for my Marines. I truly do. I fear for my Marines and soldiers who are heading into harm's way over something that I don't believe we should be contesting. Now, I'm not going to look at my notes. I'm just going to talk to you. This is just a simple talk with Doug. And hopefully, God willing, we'll get through this. But I fear for my Marines, my sailors, the airmen, the soldiers who may be getting into this conflict with Russia. Because Russia is not an enemy to be taken lightly. Russia is not an enemy that we should be playing patty cake with like we did with terrorists in Afghanistan and Iraq. This will not be a simple coin operation, which was what we called counterinsurgency operations. We're not going to be spreading propaganda throughout the city and buying off people to try and get information or what we call intelligence. This is going to be an upfront war. Ukraine is going to be the battlefield. It has been quite a long time since America has done this. It's been quite a long time. Now, I'm not saying that we're not up for it, but do we need to do this right now? Do we really need to get into a new world war with Russia? Can we not pump the brakes, cool the jets, try to find an equal ground to talk with Russia to avoid war? I think at all possibilities, we should always try to avoid war. Now, I'm not a Russiaphobe, but I'm also not a lover of Putin. I still see Russia and China as America's, you know, two biggest enemies. And that's always what our government will tell you anyways. But we have to understand that when Putin says that America is the new Soviet Union, that is a spit in the face. When Putin can put out military propaganda showing strong males who are, you know, doing all these cool heroic stuff, jumping out of planes and crawling underneath barbed wire and looking cool and manly, and we put out the LGBTQRS propaganda, it makes us look like fools on the international playing field. We are not in the business of looking like fools. As a veteran, I can tell you this much. All this madness that is happening in our military, with the wokeness, with the transgender movements, with the weakening of the alpha males, you know, canceling hazing. Look, hazing was just a part of life, man. If you didn't want to be in the Marine Corps infantry and be hazed, go do something else. There's plenty of other jobs out there. But when you walked into our line of work, you were going to get messed with. It's a part of toughening you up. It was all a part of, you know, that brotherly love and camaraderie of, you know, making everything suck so that by the time you got into combat, the simple things that drove you mad shouldn't bother you anymore. That was all a part of hazing. Now, hazing can obviously go very wrong, and it has, and I denounce any of that, and I rebuke it, but for the most part, the way that we were so hard on each other was a good thing. You know why it was a good thing? Because Marines and soldiers need to be lethal. They need to be combat effective. They don't need to be affectionate at every turn. We're not going to go and fight Russia with teddy bears while the boys in the back are trying to figure out which lip gloss they need to put on. That is not how you project military might to the enemies of our country. If anything, that's how you invite enemies of our country into America to combat us here on the homestead. And let me give you a warning to all those listening. If we get into a war with Russia, we are going to feel it on the homeland. Mark my damn words. If we get into a war with Russia, Russia has the military might to actually contest us. Russia has the missiles to contest us. Russia has the planes. They have the tanks. They have a lot of the technology to contest us. They have the numbers as well. But they have what we may not have anymore. They have the vendicta within inside them. That is the element for hatred for your enemy. Now, as a Christian, we are not trained to be thinking this way. But when you're fighting in war, you're not walking around seeking whom you may hug. You are seeking whom you may destroy. You are there to do a job. That job is to have your gun pointed at the enemy and to potentially kill or destroy the enemy. When we have confused men and women in our military who are taking all these different drugs to, you know, change their, quote, genders or, you know, whatever travesty it is that's happening to the military, that is going to make us combat ineffective in front of Russia. The Russia is a bunch of hard and rough, rowdy guys. They are not to be taken lightly. We need to fight them with every bit of lethality that we have. If this fight is coming, if it can't be avoided, then by God, let the men of the Marine Corps and the Army fight them tooth and nail. But don't let the weak and the insane fight that war. And I don't mean to you know, poke people in the eye when I say that, but I am not sympathetic to people who I don't know, or mentally deranged, or what do you want to call it? But anytime you take our military and you start to make us less lethal and more woke and more culturally acceptable, you are weakening us. And at the hour that we will need a lethal military that can project violence across the battlefield, we will need them. We will not need the Karens. We will not need the effeminate men. If I had to have, once again, myself go back into war, then I need that 18, 19-year-old Marine that I can look at and I can say, Lance Corporal or Private or PFC, your job is to take that gun and kill those people over there. I expect him to do that job. And I expect them to do it immediately, not question my authority, not dance around the topic. I expect immediate obedience. And we have seen lately within our military a complete breakdown of the organization coming from the Pentagon down, where we have communists who have infiltrated our military. We have socialists who have infiltrated our military. And they're trying to divide us through race, through sexual orientation, through whatever other means it is. But it's all meant to make us weak. A military cannot be weak. At that point, it's not a military. You're just in the way of the other military. If we're going to project power, then let us start here in the homeland. Let us project power here by having a powerful states, powerful government that is for the people, by the people, not against the people, and ruling over the people. This is why we're screwed if we get into a world war. We have agents from China and Russia and other nations who have had their hands in the pockets of our politicians and military leaders, telling them what to do, what to say, what to ignore, what to overlook. And even for some commanding generals, like Mike Milley, to let China know if we're going to do a first strike on them or not. That is the definition of treason. Not the people from January 6th who are walking around on the steps of the Capitol. That's not treason. Was that a riot? Sure. Was it unacceptable? Sure. Do I need to really get into that anymore? No. Because at the end of the day, our politicians, they're doing this to us, taking away our rights for votes, creating a madness during a voting season like what's about to happen right now, allowing violence throughout the cities, allowing discontent and hate to be spread throughout Congress and the Senate, throughout the military and law enforcement, and then even turning law enforcement more or less against certain populations of the country. What happens when we actually have a war here? Because we have people who are so inept at their job that they don't think that the... I hope you can hear the helicopter right over me. They don't think that we will ever be invaded. They don't think that the Empire of America can ever fall. We are falling from inside, exactly as the plan was many years ago, when the communists first set out to do this during the Cold War. We are failing our people. We're losing our country. I'm pissed off. I'm telling you about it because it's what's been on my heart. I can't continue to do research every day and explore to you all the travesties of Nazi Germany and not eventually relate it to current present day America. Just look at the concentration camps. Look at the COVID camps. There is a lot of similarities there. Look at the experimentation from the Nazi scientists on the prisoners of the concentration and extermination camps. And look at the experimentation now of all the drugs that are being sent to use against COVID, even though we have ivermectin, even though we have the monoclonal antibodies, which, you know, now Biden's FDA just came out and said no one's going to use monoclonal antibodies anymore, even though it works. That science works. But because it works, we're not going to allow it. Well, what in the hell are we doing then? Are we just treading water now, America, waiting to tire out and drown? We cannot sit around and keep letting all this madness happen in our country and then not expect a tyrannical rule, not expect our country to be invaded, not just from without, but from within. We have rhino Republicans. We have god-awful Democrats who have sold us up the Yellow River to China. They have sold away many of our intelligence communities and many of the things that we use for technology. They can't give you a good excuse for it. Riddle me this, Batman. If there's no conspiracy here, then why is it that Hunter Biden was paid millions of dollars by Ukraine to be part of Burisma, which is a oil company that was there? And in Texas, we say oil, not oil, sorry. But why is it that Hunter Biden, with no oil field experience, gets to be part of this oil company in Ukraine and Burisma, get paid millions of dollars? Then he's investigated by Ukrainian lawyers. And then Joe Biden goes there and more or less says, if this guy's not fired by tomorrow, then I'm going to take my $6 billion that we were going to give you for, you know, whatever the hell they were going to use it for, and I'm going to fly back to D.C. Okay, you know, that's kind of shady, right? Well, how about the $31 million that an oligarch from China paid Hunter Biden? Do you not think Joe Biden and his family are getting any other portions of this? Why is Hunter Biden being flown around the world to get shady money from shady characters, and then all of a sudden, Joe becomes the president? Why is it that China, right after Joe Biden gets elected president, after November 4th, comes out and says, our man is now the president, and everybody laughs about it? I'm not laughing about it. I'm not laughing about the destruction of my rights. I'm not laughing about the restrictions of my freedom, because that is going to negatively affect my children. It's going to negatively affect you and your children, your family, your career. We're on a pace to reverse what is right into what is wrong. We have now succumbed to going from calling good evil and evil good. We're on the wrong track, America. We're on the wrong track. We're on the right track if we want to be invaded. We're on the right track if we want to lose the Bill of Rights. We're on the right track if you want to lose your Second Amendment. We're on the right track if eventually you want to be forced to take the mark, or else you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. Christians, we need to rise up. We need to rise up and protest. I do not say we need to rise up and violently overthrow a government. And let me tell you why. I disagree with that narrative. I disagree with anyone who says that we should violently overthrow our government. For one thing, the people who say that are fools. What are you going to do against the government? What is one group or a small group of people going to do against the military? Now, don't be a keyboard commando and tell me all the patriots and blah, blah, blah. You do not have access to hellfire missiles. You do not have access to tanks and planes and submarines and battleships. You just don't. You don't have access to rocket-propelled grenades. You don't have access to the 40 Mike, the Mark 19, the 240. You don't have access to the 50 cals. Some of you do. Crazy people. But you don't have access to the military arsenal that the government can give itself. You don't have access to NATO allies that the government, at the whim of an executive order, can then invite NATO in to help protect and destabilize or stabilize the government during any times of crisis. Listen to me, America. Sometimes we have to swallow our pride and say there's really nothing we can do about this one certain subject. Because if God has marked this government to fall, it will fall. You cannot rewind prophecy. You cannot circumvent it. God's word is God's word. If God says this nation has become likened to Sodom and Gomorrah, then there's nothing you can do about it. And even in those days, as Matthew 10 teaches us, it would be better for you to be a citizen of Sodom and Gomorrah than for this town right now, because it's going to be worse for them than it was Sodom and Gomorrah. Why do I say that? I say that because we have politicians who are part of elitist New World Order secret societies that plot the destruction of the people, not just of this country, but of the world, through all forms of depopulation, through satanic rituals, occultism, the praying to their demonic gods, little g gods, by the way. We know about those who go out into the groves of California. Alex Jones exposed all that a long time ago. The political elite, the Hollywood elite, the musical elite, the military industrial elite, the technological elite, they all go out there to these secret societal meetings where they have their orgies and they sacrifice to Baal. Do you think God is going to honor a government that has taken Jesus off of the cornerstone of its foundation and replaced it with Satan? No. No, absolutely not. So, don't worry about this government shattering and falling, patriots. This government will shatter and fall because God will decree it. You do not have to hasten it. You don't have to walk into that trap. Look at January 6th. That was a trap. The FBI laid it out perfect for you, and the Democrats allowed you to walk right in. They have other traps like that planned for us. What they want, I'm going to be very, very careful of how I say this. I do not want anything of what I'm about to say to happen. I do not condone it. I do not wish it. If anything, I wish to just be left alone on my farm and in peace. But, you know, that's left up to God's hands. They want you to shoot at the government. I did not say shoot at the government. I said they want you to. They want to piss you off. They want to spin you around in circles until you have no other options in your mind but to fight against the tyrannical elite. Because they want you to think that there are no other options besides physical, besides the kinetic force through guns. All for the excuse to take them, by the way. All for the excuse to take you off of their list. They want you to think that the only thing you can do is to stage some sort of a complex ambush on politicians or on this person or this group of people. They want you to do it. They're waiting for you to do it. They're waiting for you to walk into that trap, just like Satan in the snare. They are setting that snare in front of you, hoping that the bait that they're dangling in front of you, the loss of your freedom, the loss of your Bill of Rights, the loss of your country, they hope that you will take that and walk right into their trap. So I'm asking you, patriots, to slow down, to think, and to pray. Pray for discernment of what to do. Pray for God's judgment, and don't you move until God has given you a word. And if you don't think of it that way, then when you do get that word, pray for confirmation. Pray that God confirms this word to you. Don't move on your own heart because you can't trust it. Be tactical. Be smart. Our enemy, Satan, has his minions out there in our government, in the world governments, and they're baiting you into a trap. I want you to be calm. I want you to think. I want you to continue to plan, continue to prepare for the worst with your preparations, like going through to my website, going into My Patriot Supply, getting the food that you need. And by the way, that's how you help pay for the show. As a shameful plug for myself, I apologize greatly, but I had to do it. I want you to continue to prepare. You don't have to go to My Patriot Supply. You don't have to go to any of these exotic websites that are out there that's selling you all this cool stuff. Just go to Dollar General or Walmart and start stocking up on rice and beans and Band-Aids. Keep buying your guns. Keep buying your ammo. Keep buying your body armor. Keep buying your night vision and thermal devices, because you're an American. You can do it. Our founding fathers gave you the right to do it. So while you have the right to and the will to and the responsibility to, continue to do that. Continue to endure and to persevere through these trying times. Do not let these politicians think that you are helpless. Do not let these politicians think that you are alone and there's nothing you can do. Brothers and sisters, as long as I can be a voice for you, you are not alone. You are not alone. There are millions of Americans out there who want freedom, who love God, who love their country, who are patriots to the bone. You are not alone in what you do. Find those groups. But be careful of the radicals. Be careful because there are informants who have weaved their way, they've weaseled their way into these groups. And they want you to commit acts of violence. Don't do it. If you see someone saying they need to commit acts of violence, report them to your local police. If you feel the need to. This is not the time for our government to test we the people. Because we the people are smart and we are pissed off. I know I am. Are you? I have within myself a means to be very vengeful at times. And I think we all do. But I have learned to take that vengeful rage that I have within me and to use it appropriately. That's why I talk to you so much about history. Because I invest my time into research, into investigations of the past to bring to you what is happening in the future. I believe that history can be wielded like a battle axe straight at the enemy. Because through history, we can learn from both the successful and the unsuccessful, the rights and the wrongs. We can learn what things actually benefited mankind and what things were horrible for mankind. Simply through history. Now, Mark Twain said, history may not always repeat itself, but it does rhyme. We are seeing a rhythm right now, a certain type of drumbeat that our politicians are trying to make us dance to. Like if our politicians are the Pied Piper and we're just the rats that are following. That's why I ask you, be smart. Be careful. Don't forget that during these trying times, Jesus is our hope. Our hope and faith in Christ will lead us and guide us through this. Not our politicians. Our politicians willfully sacrifice children on the altars of science to Baal. The same thing that God destroyed Israel for and has destroyed other nations for. We all know as Christians that whenever you have a government or a people who willfully sacrifice children, you are expecting damnation and judgment. Why is it, America, that we are not expecting the same for this country? It can come in the form of an invasion. It can come in the form of a CME or an EMP or a grid down or a cyber hack. It can come in the form of a civil war. It can come in the form of a world war. Mark my words, unless we stop this tomorrow, unless we shut down every single abortion clinic tonight, tomorrow, we are going to continue to march to the drumbeat of judgment. And I don't want to be around for that judgment. We're going to go to a break and we'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing. And you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Okay, and we're back. Welcome. This is American Vindicta. Sorry I did not bring to you tonight anything that I found that was cool about the history of the Nazi Empire. And when I say cool, I don't mean that I like it or I enjoy it. I find history to be very entertaining, mysterious, and challenging at times to research. But it is interesting when you go back in time and you look at Nazi Germany and you see what made an entire population of people turn against its own people, turn against the world, and then go the completely other direction of the occult. So just to, you know, give you a little bit of information. Did you know that there was a cauldron, a solid 20-pound cauldron of gold that had the depictions of old Celtic gods on it that was found out in a lake, I believe it was in Hamburg, and it originally belonged to the Nazis, the SS. It was originally in Wewelsburg Castle. Now, we don't really know what this cauldron was used, but for a feat during that time, it is interesting to note that historians have found that the cauldron was made by a silversmith. I believe he was out of Munich, and it was made for the SS. And this same silversmith, I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'll have to give you this tomorrow. This same silversmith was the guy who also created the Death Head's rings for the SS. This guy was the head jeweler for the SS. Now, why would this highly technological society need to go down the route of the paranormal, need to go down the route of the occultic, the satanic? And it's because evil entities still walk among us. Evil entities still influence world leaders and superpowers even to this day. And you can never separate Nazi Germany from the occultism. But how hard is it to separate America from occultism? Do not think America is not plagued with occultism. I challenge you, parents, find one video game. Find, you know, one movie that your child watches, either on Amazon or Netflix or YouTube or whatever it is that they use, that does not have some realm of occultism. It doesn't have something about paganism in it. Very few of it you will find that actually talks about Jesus, unless you go to a dedicated site like that, like PureFlix. But it's rampant throughout our society. When I was on a special operations team for DHS, when we were being deployed to these riots, when we dealt with Antifa, we dealt with people who were completely encapsulated by the occult. You know, think of it like this. Look at Black Lives Matter and the riots, the marches, the protests, and look at the occultism that came from Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter had a lot to do with voodoo, had a lot to do with Africanized witchcraft. And a lot of occults melded themselves into Black Lives Matter and also into Antifa. Now, some of this is used as scare tactics. Some of this is used as worshiping. Much of it is occultic to the extent that these protests were trying to summon demons, were trying to summon the forces of evil to themselves to spread the spirit of anarchy amongst the group. And if you were ever at any of these riots, especially in a law enforcement capacity, when you see people walking around with pentagrams, walking around with Baphomet Halloween costume masks, you know, saying Hail Satan, talking about wanting to kill us. I mean, you know, Antifa was talking about wanting to dismember us, wanting to rape our children and our wives, wanting to hang us from light poles. I know I've said that before. They're denouncing Jesus. They were trying to promote communism, trying to promote socialism. And you just have to think, like, where the hell did this come from? Who are these freaks? You know, they're hoodlums, they're kids. A lot of them are teenagers. And you know, the people of society we typically don't care about were the ones who showed up for Antifa. And I look at that and I say, man, those are really a very good comparison to the SA, the stormtroopers, the brown shirts of Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany would use the stormtroopers, the SA, as a form of compliance and capitulation, a form of terror, domestic terror that was implemented by the government. They would go around to political dissidents, quote, dissidents, people who did not agree with Nazi Party, and they would beat them and rob them. They would murder them. They would rape them. They would damage the properties. They would destroy homes. They would ransack the homes and steal stuff from people. And much of the Hitler Youth and the brown shirts were of younger men, men typically who did not have a job, but they clung to the societal view of being superior to everyone else. When's the last time you heard someone saying, you didn't get your vaccine, but I did, or you're not wearing your mask, but I am, trying to give you this element of superiority over you? Strange to me. I feel it's the same spirit that overwhelmed Nazi Germany from the 30s to the late 40s. And I feel that spirit has found its way across the waters into America. And we're really starting to see it manifest. I think we're going to see more things manifest the worse the times come. I think if you really do your research and you see just how occultic our government is, just how occultic DC is, and you start to really do your research into, you know, the Groves. That is just a horrifying thing to do your research into. But the Groves in California, I forget the full name of it. You have people who are promoting destabilization and depopulation, like the Georgia Guidestones, which we later found out was something that Bill Gates funded. And then you look at all the schemes of depopulation. That's a big thing for them, is depopulation. They want to exterminate as many people as possible so that they can rule us. Because the smaller we are, the weaker we are, the more it will be easy to rule over us. There is a methodology here. Occasionally, I think about this and it keeps me up at night. What is the next thing we are going to see? What is the next excuse for the government overreach? What is the next excuse for the lockdowns? What is the next big event to happen? I think we see the war with Russia as one of them. I think we're going to probably have more lockdowns this year, sometime this year. And I think it's going to probably gravitate itself around the elections. I'm guessing that whenever the Democrats really start to lose the elections, we're going to see madness break out. And I think, you know, I'm not the only one who considers that. I think most Americans are you know, generally well-informed and intelligent. And you can see this coming. I think we can all see this coming. So with that all being said, I know I've been kind of spastic tonight. I've had a lot going on today. And I've been working for the past 2 days on making something really cool for y'all. But that's really all I have right now. Listen, folks, patriots, my post-apocalyptic patriots, I want you to be smart. I want you to be careful. I want you to pray. Ask God if where you're at right now is where you need to be. And ask God to make a way for you to move out of the cities, out of the suburbs, into a safer area. If you're not in the job that you want to be in, ask God to move you to a place where He wants you to be. If you're feeling the need to move, pray about it and move. Because I think soon we're going to see something that is going to be irreversible in this country. And I don't want you to be caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.